It is always important to remember on Valentine's Day that a way to a person's heart and anywhere else is through their stomach. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki and Cara DeFalco.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Cara DeFalco.
And we are so happy to have you here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is the star, one of the former stars of the iconic television show MASH, Loretta Swit. Loretta is quite the activist for animal rights, and she has this great new book out. It's with her watercolor paintings, along with her love of animals. It's called Switheart, and we will talk with Loretta Swit. Then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Lion. Then we will talk about my experience at the Apple Store with my son, It Is Not Pretty. Then Cara and I will chat about things men do when secretly annoyed by their wives. And there are many, so stay tuned. All right, we start things off with, we are only a couple of days away from Valentine's Day. And as I teased, the best way to someone's heart or anywhere else is through their stomach. Am
That's
I wrong?
It. No, yes. No, absolutely.
All right, so I need to kind of fire things up here this coming Tuesday night. What do I do?
There has always been the theory of foods as aphrodisiacs. Oysters, I think, is probably one of the most popular and well-known ones. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Or foods to put you in the mood, as I like to call them. Yes. So we did. I did a little research on this as for myself as part of a Cara's Cucina piece. There is, in fact, some science behind certain foods that can help spice up your love life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we like to hear.
Yeah. And a lot of them are things that you may not have thought of. You know, so like I said, oysters are really common, but there's other things like cayenne pepper or hot peppers, anything like that. Basically, because what happens is it opens up your blood vessels and it increases blood flow.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in my late 40s. I need blood flow increase.
Yeah,
that's
well,
very important.
You know, and I think sometimes a lot of people forget that nature really does provide us with everything. So if you are having an issue somewhere, I encourage everyone to really look at what food and nutrition can do for you before you start taking 8 gazillion chemicals that have like cancer as a side effect.
Right.
Just, you know, especially for something that's simple and not life-threatening in and of itself. But anyway, so yeah, other things like, and I loved this one that we were taught about, both basil and garlic. Can have some aphrodisiac-like effects on people, which apparently is why Italian people are as passionate as we are.
Yeah, I would imagine
fired up all the time.
And I have to tell you, we've been making chicken lately, and all we put on it is basil and garlic.
It's really,
no wonder I'm raring to go.
Hey,
this is terrific.
Hey, there
now,
you go.
You have just explained
you
so
put
much
a little,
to me.
You put a little red pepper in there, too, and it's woof.
Wow.
Woof.
Wow.
Fireworks.
I'm ready to go for 3 days then. And a little cayenne pepper and all this other stuff.
Excuse
My goodness.
I'm dying over here.
Yeah, Cara's way under the weather today. But actually, it's nice that she was able to come in.
I'm holding it together.
Thank you very much.
I keep
much.
Telling everyone, this: if you were a Friends fan, this is my sexy phlegm, like what Phoebe had.
Sexy phlegm?
Yeah. Were you not a Friends fan? Because yes, I'm about to start singing Smelly Cat. Yeah,
please don't. Hashtag sexy phlegm.
Yes.
It's not because of Friends anymore. It's because of us.
It's because of us.
All right. So you can very easily then maybe solve some problems. It's nature's way of taking care of certain things.
I just think, yes, it is. But you can also, you know, listen, the bottom line is there's nothing more loving that you can do. To me, we talked about this around the holidays. The best gift you can give someone is your time. So when you cook a meal for someone, you have put your time and your effort into preparing that meal and sitting down and spending the time eating it and enjoying it with them. And that's the best gift you can give. And to me, it's the most meaningful. So if you are, listen, quite frankly, if you're in a budget and Valentine's Day or there's no reservation somewhere, listen, a lot of the grocery stores, they've got surf and turf specials going on. 2 pieces of filet, 2 lobster tails, buy some potatoes as a side dish, make that at home and enjoy a meal with your loved one. Enjoy a meal with your family. A lot of people have kids or mixed family or whatever. You know, Valentine's Day, I think, you know, a lot of people say it's for lovers in that type of sense, but it's not. It's for love in general.
It's for anybody you care about.
It really is.
It's for those that
celebrate,
mean most to you.
Yeah. So you can do a lot. You can really show that love for people by cooking for them.
Very nice. Stay with us, more to come. Loretta Swit is coming up next. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Cara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. Scientists now believe that less food intake actually helps animals to live longer. That means humans, too. Even back in 1935, Cornell University found that 30% fewer calories caused a 40% increase in the lifespan of mice. This kind of increase is equivalent to a human living to 160 years old. Less food has also increased the lifespan of yeast cells and worms, fruit flies, monkeys, and I love this, Labrador retrievers. And it's not just a matter of years either. You see, these various species not only live longer, but they live significantly more active lives than their non-dieting counterparts. And they also have fewer instances of diseases that are associated with aging, like cancer. Does that mean humans should adopt a less food, live longer diet? Well, when in doubt, trim it out.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Order in the court.
Have you ever been chased by the cops? This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Bob stole a car in Chicago and drove it out to the country. He was cruising down the highway when he noticed a couple of Illinois state troopers in hot pursuit. At first, Bob thought he was a goner. But then he remembered in the movies, when a crook crosses over the state line, the cops can't continue their pursuit. So Bob headed for the state line with a smile on his face. Is Bob right or wrong? Will the state troopers let Bob get away if he crosses over the state line? Stay tuned for the final verdict. So, will the cops stop at the state line? Yes, Bob was right. It's not true in every state, but it is true in Illinois. And that's the final verdict.